and welcome to the last of the 2018 Land Rover Burley Horse Trials podcasts. I'm Sam Lloyd, and coming up in the programme, we catch up with the show jumping course designer to find out what to expect.
You can feel the tension and you think, did I really get it right or not? And that is exciting because I'm sure as much as any of us, even the riders, probably won't admit it, but a little bit of nerves must creep in towards the end when you know you've got to jump a clean round to win.
We go behind the scenes at the wonderful stables here at Burley.
We're here to help the riders in any way that we can. It's great to be able to do it. And you meet them with, you know, the absolute pinnacle of the sport. So it's, we've made so many good friends through it. It's really enjoyable.
And after a thrilling finish, we hear from the winner of this year's event.
Super proud of my horse for jumping a clear round. He tried, he had a couple of taps, but I was happy with those sorts of taps. They weren't big klutzy moments, they were just him trying hard in a technical course. But to the point of winning, it'll take a while to sink in. Amazing, amazing.
So, on to the competition and the exciting conclusion to this year's Land Rover Burley Horse Trials. And to get an insight into the final phase, I spoke to Richard Jeffrey, show jumping course designer.
Obviously, the triple combinations, double combinations are always difficult. I look back over, because I have all the courses now, I think it's my ninth year of what I've done in the past. So if I'd done Oxford vertical Oxford combination last year, I tried not to do that this year. You try to ring the changes. This year they're going to get a double of oxes, but to be on two strides, it'll be right in front of the president's box. So I think that'd be quite impressive.
And of course, it's an amazing atmosphere in the arena. And when it gets down to the real business end of competition, with the top 20 going reverse order, you can't hear a pin drop.
I know, and it's like, oh my God, you know, here we go. And the hardest thing for a course designer is that the horse is going in reverse order. So those coming in first mainly just want to compete. And of course, you know, we've measured the course, there's a time limit to what, or time allowed for it. And I'm sort of always standing with the TD and the jury, watching the first two or three horses going to make sure we measured it correctly. But it's very, very difficult to judge, because I say, they don't mind picking up two or three time faults because they know they're not going to be in the prize money or anything. They just want to go home and say, hey, we completed, you know, Burley. So then, as you know, as the competition goes on, and especially in the afternoon group, as you say, you can feel the tension, and you think, did I really get it right or not? And that is exciting because I'm sure, as much as any of us, even the riders, probably won't admit it, but a little bit of nerves must creep in towards the end when you know you've got to jump a clean round to win, or you know, sometimes you've got a fence in hand, you're okay, or you can get a time fault or something like that. But standing in the middle ring, which I obviously will be doing the class, I mean, you can feel that all around you, and clicking of cameras, and it all goes hush, and then someone jumps a clear round. I mean, it's just everybody just erupts into applause. So far more than actually, funny enough, at a regular show jumping competition. I think the crowd get more involved, more appreciative or something. But it's just a lovely atmosphere to be in the middle of it. And it's, you kind of, all you're thinking about is the competition. It's only when you're sort of driving back home, you think, oh my God, I was there today. Or you, I've got it being recorded back home, and I look at, probably on Monday or Tuesday back at it and just see what it is. And then you go, God, yeah, you know, I was there, part of that, which is a bit unbelievable at times.
Hi, I'm Willa Newton, and you're listening to the Land Rover Burley Horse Trials podcast.
Now, the Gurkha Welfare Trust is the nominated charity at Burley this year. For over 200 years, the Gurkhas have served in the British Army, and the charity works tirelessly to ensure Gurkha veterans, their widows, and their wider communities are able to live with dignity when they return to their home country of Nepal, as Justina Simpson found out.
I'm joined now by Al Howard, who is from the Gurkha Welfare Trust. Now, every year, I'm not sure if you all know this, but Burley have a nominated charity, and this year is the Gurkha Welfare Trust. What does that mean to you? How important is it?
We were absolutely delighted to be selected as this year's nominated charity for the Land Rover Burley Horse Trials. It's not something that we've been represented at before, and it gives greater visibility to a tremendous proportion of the public that turn up to this tremendous, fantastic event, as to the work that we do in support of our Gurkha veterans in Nepal.
So obviously, you know, there's thousands of people here. It's certainly a fabulous way to raise your profile. And that really is important, isn't it? Just tell us why it's so important for people who really don't know much about the Gurkha Welfare Trust.
Well, we support Gurkha veterans in Nepal, primarily those that served the British Army and served the Crown, but didn't serve long enough to qualify for a British government pension. And the Gurkha Welfare Trust is their only financial lifeline for their existence in Nepal. We also help their families and the communities in which they reside in Nepal.
Because they're vital and played a vital role for us, and we need to look after them.
Absolutely. The Gurkhas have served the British Crown loyally for over 200 years now. They've won over 12 Victoria Crosses, and it is our debt of honour as a country and as a nation to the Gurkhas that dedicated their lives to the Crown that we exist.
You've got a close relationship with Land Rover as well, haven't you?
We do. We've been using Land Rover vehicles for over 40 years to deliver welfare and support to our Gurkha veterans in the foothills of the Himalayas. And Land Rover and the Gurkha Welfare Trust in Nepal have become synonymous.
Hi, I'm Matt Heath, and you're listening to the Land Rover Burley Horse Trials podcast.
Now, there really is so much to do at Burley, including the Land Rover experience, where family members, big and small, can enjoy the off-road capabilities of the latest Land Rover models. So we sent Fionn Robinson to find out more.
So I'm here with Adrian Whitehead at the Land Rover experience. Tell us what is this amazing demonstration going on here is all about.
We come down with the latest models of Land Rover and Range Rover product and do demonstration drives of the vehicle's all-terrain capability down by the lake here. Just on our right here, we can see we've got a Land Rover Discovery out in the lake there, showing off its wading capability. That car can go up to 900 millimetres in water, and that's being well and truly tested down in the lake, and also giving the Burley visitors a really different view of the activities around here. Behind us, we've got a Range Rover that's just come off a steep ramp there that has a 40 degree slope on it, so something like a ski slope really to try and drive up.
Can I have a go?
Absolutely, I've got a Range Rover just here ready for you. We're in the latest Range Rover Vogue SE model here, and we're just going to start off around this drive.
How high up are we going to be at the top of this ramp?
We're about 7 metres off the ground at our highest point. Now, don't be worried if we don't make it first time. It is very slippy on this ramp, and one thing we'll be able to demonstrate is the ability of the car to come back down backwards if we have to.
I can say we're practically lying down going up this ramp. There's an absolutely stunning view of Burley House from up here as well.
Now we're going to tip you on your side again, and we're going to get to a point where we're on two wheels.
So we're heading towards the water now, which is very exciting. Tell me, what water would cars normally be able to go through?
Well, if we look at historically at the Land Rover Defender, which was the quintessential off-road car, that had a wading capability of 500 millimetres. The Range Rover that we're in here has a wading capability of 900 millimetres.
So we're currently right in the centre of Burley Lake.
So as we exit the lake, there's quite a lot of water collects in the exhaust system of the car. So we're just going to give it a blip on the accelerator and just expel some of the water. There we go. Did you enjoy that?
I loved it, yeah. Thank you so much for letting us come along and explaining it in such detail.
No worries.
Now, it really is a huge operation to put on the Land Rover Burley Horse Trials each year. And there are so many amazing people behind the scenes, including stable manager Mick Varley, as Justina found out.
We're here to help the riders in any way that we can. We issue the stables, we tell them where they can go, what they can do, and if they've got any problems, they come to us.
I'm Lucy Bolton. This is my daughter's horse, Tilston TikTok. So I groom and do everything for her, and then hopefully he's our family horse. So
you're doing a good job aren't you?
Platting him up ready for dressage.
What does it mean to you to see your family horse going round Burley?
Well, I mean, for me, I tend to keep myself here and not... I don't walk horse. That's me. I don't walk the course. It's just, you know, it is a dream. And actually, we're lucky. This is the third time she's come. She was 20 when she first did this on him. So
this morning, just tell us sort of daily routine. Is it like any other stable in terms of mucking out, feeding? Just talk us through for people who might not know what exactly is going on here.
Well, I mean, you've got your ordinary routine. Obviously, the horses look like after and whatever. But it depends on what they're doing. You know, I mean, if they're doing the dressage test in the afternoon, they'll probably come in, they'll muck out, give the horse their breakfast, then take them out for a bit of an exercise, you know, and then come back later in the day and carry on with the preparation. But it depends on what day it is as to what they do. And everything is individual, obviously. You know, they're all looking after their own horses.
And it really is a team effort. And obviously, we hear that a lot, don't we? It's a team effort. But just the scale of the amount of people working here. And who have we got behind the scenes then? Because obviously, you've got people like Mum, trainers, riders. But who else in terms of looking after the horses?
Well, then you've got your physios, your vets, your doctors. You know, it's endless. Your farriers. And they're nearly all, you know, because you're at such a top level of the sport, they nearly all bring their own.
What does it mean to you for your job and just to be part of this whole Burley experience?
Yeah, it's great to be able to do it. You know, it's obviously we don't do this all year round. You know, we come here, we might do one or two other shows, but it's lovely to come back and you're meeting with, you know, the absolute pinnacle of the sport. So it's, we've made so many good friends through it. So it's really enjoyable.
I'm Harry Mead and you're listening to the Land Rover Burley Horse Trials podcast.
So back to the competition, and once again, what a day of top-class sport. Leader after cross-country, Tim Price was the last rider to enter the hushed arena. But the New Zealander kept his cool and produced a superb performance, going clear to claim the win on Ringwood Sky Boy with an overall score of 27.3.
He's a cool horse, and we have spent some years together now, so I was able to just bank on that a little bit and sit there and enjoy it, but understand what he needs to give his best, and we managed to do that today.
You wanted that one clear round, yeah. and you got it.
Yeah, today was the day, and I had a funny feeling that there might be a couple of things to go my way, and they did. There was a couple of fences we rattled, but it was just a light touch, and knowing that horse so well, I know that wasn't indicative of him having a clumsy moment or something that was looming down the track of the show jump. So today was a day, and he jumped beautifully.
You talked about your cross-country round being that sort of almost a perfect sporting moment. Did that feel like the perfect sporting week?
It did. I think where it showed the pinnacle of the eventing sport that we do is that the cross-country held its own reverence in the whole thing, where we had to deliver a near perfect round in order to really be in the framework, and that for me was what really set me up for today, because yesterday was probably the cross country round of our career with that horse, myself with that horse, and that meant that he came in today actually quite healthy. It's not just about looking good and doing a good job and all those things and coming close to the time, but it's actually getting him around in such a way that he wakes up fresh and happy today and willing to give me his all again. And, you know, that is the pinnacle of eventing, is it not?
And let's get reaction from some of the other competitors, including Tom Rowland, Lydia Hannon, Joseph Murphy and Katie Preston.
It's been amazing. I kept trying to tell myself coming in that it was like any other event, but in reality, we know it's not. It was particularly also, I'm a bit of an eventing geek. Like, I grew up watching Burley every year, just to jump through all of those well-known combinations. You know, Discovery Valley, the Leaf Pit, the Trout Hatchery, all of those sort of combinations. So I'm really proud of him. So it feels like a chapter that's sort of started and hopefully can continue.
It's just awesome, every sense of the word. You know, it's a lifelong aim to be here, to actually complete and jump around a course like that. I mean, that course is like nothing I've ever ridden before. It was a thrill. It was amazing. Yeah, awesome.
Your expectations of it are very high, but it exceeded all mine this year. It's a wonderful event. It's feel very privileged to be here and to have a horse to come and finish today on a good note is really special.
It's been absolutely incredible. Like, it's a dream come true just to be here, counting down the days to then get here, and then personal best dressage, amazing cross country, and he did try his heart out for me today, so it's just been perfect.
And after four wonderful days, event director Elizabeth Inman was understandably delighted.
It's been a sensational event this year. It really has. I would say nothing's gone wrong, because behind the scenes, yes, we've been paddling away, but so much has been right this year. The weather, the competition, the trade stands, the crowds. It's been a fantastic event.
Well, once again, it really has been a year to remember. Glorious weather, top-class competition, fabulous shopping and food, and so many fantastic things to see and do. But that's it from me, Sam Lloyd, and the 2018 Land Rover Burley Horse Trials podcasts. It's goodbye, and thanks for listening.